Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Mr. Mayor. But unfortunately, I've got to start off with a very sad topic. Of course, the very tragic death of Davian Taylor Roberts.
Yeah, just an absolute tragedy. It was an asthma attack that took a youngster's life. He was in the elementary school system here in BPS, Brockton Public Schools, and our thoughts and prayers go out to him and, of course, his family and friends and classmates and teachers and loved ones. And just as a parent, I just can't imagine, unfortunately, the loss that the folks are feeling. So our prayers and thoughts with them, the school system led by Dr. Priya Tihiliani have been providing counseling services as well. So, you know, we've had a lot of loss recently. We recently lost another youngster in BPS to a car accident right near Gillette Stadium. So, again, we are here to always comfort and support. And, again, it's just a tragic loss.
And yesterday, Mr. Mayor, earlier this week, I should say, was primary day. And, of course, some things are still being counted. How did it go overall in Brockton?
You know, I talked to Cindy Hogan Scrivani, who is our election commissioner here for the city of Brockton. Again, it was a slow turnout. I mean, it was a great day weather-wise. But, again, it was small. We had some contested primary state rep seat, some of the county commissioner seats. But again, it was low, but we do expect, because of the presidential in November, it will be a huge turnout. So we will be doing early voting again. We're going to have an annex open at the Westgate Mall. We've done that location in the past. So again, Cindy and her team and all the wardens that man the voting booths and, you know, everybody's working on this. But the presidential election is always a huge turnout in the city of Brockton.
Now, something else is going on across Plymouth County is there's concern about Triple E. There's been some mosquito spraying. What's the latest in the city in regards to that?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Eno Montese heads up our Board of Health, and, you know, we have been monitoring it. It has elevated to severe, you know, Triple E, West Nile. And again, you know, we have to make sure that people are safe. I know a lot of the sporting events are starting earlier. I was at the Cardinal Spellman Brockton High School soccer game last night up at Marciano Stadium, and you know, they started a little bit earlier to try to get it concluded before, you know, dusk. But again, take precautions when you're going out. Spray, please spray, wear long sleeves. And again, I do want to thank Plymouth County because they've been wonderful helping us as always.
And school is underway in Brockton, and there was actually a first day video of sorts.
It was awesome. Kevin McCaskill is just an unbelievable leader, the new principal at Brockton High. He started last year. This is his first day at Brockton High, and he was able to get some celebrities, get some actors, get some really unbelievable New England Patriots, Big Poppy from the Red Sox, David Ortiz. I was able to participate, and it was just, listen, it's welcoming back the Boxers. It's all about educating our youth, the next generation, and I applaud Kevin. I saw him at the soccer game last night and thanked him. And it was creative, and it was really, really well received. And a lot of the news media in Boston picked it up as well, which is really good for the city of Brockton.
And also, the cell phone ban is currently in effect, correct?
Yes, the school committee voted on that. And as the chair of the school committee, I supported that. It was unanimous. The Yonder bags that have been utilized in other municipalities. You know, and we had to iron out some wrinkles, right, because there's a little bit of delay, but it's been great. And the goal is to make sure that, you know, when you're at school, you're maximizing the time to be educated by the wonderful teachers and staff, and the students really buying into it. So, again, it's at Brockton High right now, and it's been very, very, very successful the last couple of days that school started on Wednesday.
And you've got some ceremonies coming up, including a ribbon cutting at the Moore Memorial.
I do. We have one today, actually. Brazilian Independence Day is tomorrow, so we're doing the flag raising today, September 6th at City Hall. But again, next week on Wednesday, 9/11 Memorial Remembrance, we'll do. The ribbon cutting is the following day, at Thursday. That's on West Elm Street. The ARPA money that we spent millions of dollars to renovate the War Memorial, that's at 2 o'clock next Thursday. And then on Friday, a week from today, the 13th at 11, the Timothy Holster Park, named after a Brocktonian that was killed in Vietnam. We're going to be doing a ribbon cutting there. We use some ARPA money to really reimagine that park as well. So a lot of the ARPA projects are really coming to fruition, and we're going to honor all those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And again, next week we have some really good remembrances and also some ribbon cuttings here in the city of Brockton.
City's also getting some highway funds.
We are, and I'm thrilled about that. And I want to thank the Haley Driscoll administration. Got some notice just yesterday, forwarded to Pat Hill, our DPW commissioner. And, you know, we have, as you know, a lot of roads here in the city of Champion. Some are city roads, some are highway. Like Belmont Street in Brockton is Route 123. It's a highway accepted by the state, the Commonwealth. So, again, any money that we can get from the Commonwealth to maximize safety and infrastructure and roads, I support it, and I'm very, very thankful to receive it.
And something that a lot of our alternative listeners would be psyched to know in Brockton, it was recently No FX Day.
Yeah, you know, we had an unbelievable two-day punk rock concert last Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, we had close to 7,000 people. On Sunday, Dropkick Murphys played. I was there. We had almost 5,000 people. No arrests, no incidents. It was professional. John Peters was the concert promoter. And NoFX was concluding their 4 decades career. They concluded it here in the city of Champion. So it was a wonderful weekend, and it proves that we can have a lot of concerts in the city of Brockton. And we welcome people. We had a lot of people from around the state, Dan, but also people from as far away as California. So we'll continue to maximize Campanelli Stadium.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Mr. Mayor. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We always do appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
Indeed.